Today I'm interviewing Damon Campbell of Purple Truck Media, which creates interactive content for media companies and brands. Damon is a producer of interactive internet-based TV show Acts of Love and Sex, which launched in February 2009. Damon is going to share his thoughts and experience on the business of internet TV and where he thinks the industry is headed in future. Damon, can you start us off by telling us a bit about your show?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to, and thanks for having me today anew. So the show Acts of Love and Sex, so what we wanted to do is create a show that, in this case, it has six specific characters, three male, three female, and take a look at really a story of six friends who are trying to find a balance between pleasure and commitment, life and love, relationships in general, sex, how all of this works in a fast-paced, digital, always-connected environment.
What social networking components have you tried with Acts of Love and Sex, and what have you observed about the communities following the show?
Well, from a social networking standpoint, and the way Acts of Love and Sex, or Acts.tv, is our microsite works, is really the users themselves are the engine that fuels the property, the show, and everything going forward. So it's kind of a push-pull type of challenge, and that is, you know, in today's digital age, the consumer wants to be able to engage with content anywhere, anytime, anyhow. And that means you have to be wherever they're at, whether they're on Hulu or Juiced, whether they're on Facebook and a friend sharing a video, or they're on MySpace, or we could go on and on with the medium. You've got to be there. But the challenge for us was being there in a relevant way, but not really having the conversation about the show, the characters, the themes that I talked about earlier, explored at those actual locations, but instead having those be really funnel points to get people interested in what we have to say, getting them wanting to share their own experiences, and then bringing them back to the microsite where we have a whole host of kind of social applications that allow a user, a viewer, to really share or interact at a level that they feel comfortable with. So, you know, it's not a perfect science. You know, we found, for example, that when we partnered with Juiced, we were the number one rated original programming show that they put up for 3 or 4 weeks, but Juiced inherently has built in it a feedback loop. So we saw a lot of our conversations happening at Juiced and not happening at the microsite where, you know, data is our currency at the microsite. So it's not perfect, but you have to be there. You have to bring people in. It's just simple marketing 101. From a kind of a social component at the website, what we wanted to do is kind of generate the content that starts the conversation, exploring themes of sex and love and what I've talked about before, with professionally developed original content. But then as the viewer watches that or experiences that content, they have the opportunity to engage at a level that they feel comfortable with. So a good example would be, you know, we offered very simple, and this isn't really breakthrough stuff, but we offered very simple polls on how people felt about themes that were explored at the individual show level or episodic level. People could interact that way, and the community could just see instantly how the overall community at Acts.tv felt. For example, one of the polls was, is it okay for, you know, a woman to ask the man to marry her? You know, is that outdated, or is that still kind of a no-no? And the community could just take a quick poll, and you could see what generally the response was. Or you could go as far as actually sharing your experience in the traditional blogging environment, or we even took it the intensity level to being able to upload your own video commentary. To allow people to go as far as they wanted to, kind of in sharing what their beliefs were. So within our own environment, outside of how we marketed through social networks, within our own environment, we found it really important to offer just a ton of different outlets for the user to share their experiences, whether very light touch, the polls, or more intensive blogging, video blogging, and some of the other components we had built into the show.
Sounds like you had a lot of outlets for the user. So as audiences are getting used to not paying for things, and one of the great unknowns of web TV is how is anyone going to make any money, can you share your thoughts on this? How does interactivity help brands?
Yeah, those are two great questions. And the funny thing is nobody's paying for anything. That's one of the biggest challenges is, in my opinion, and I think you'd find out in the opinion of most people in this space, you're never going to get a subscription model up and running. There's, you know, premium content that's original content is just not going to be something that people will ever be paying for, I think, over time. And I think the last 5 to 7 years of media and entertainment has proven that out. The challenge we're in, though, in terms of monetization of Axe.TV, for example, right, is then what you're reliant upon is the only current model that exists in the online world, whether it's mobile, which we have a mobile, we had a mobile app for this, or it was our core website when using a PC to go online, is traffic and eyeballs. And those metrics go back to impressions, cost per lead, and I can go on and on, but these are traditional metrics that have been in place since search engines were launched. And the value of an impression has been declining year over year over year. Not so much in the actual CPMs that people are paying, but in the actual relationships, and you can kind of loosely call it a relationship, that an impression even engenders. So if you're not in an environment where you're offering kind of a spur-of-the-moment, spontaneous purchasing decision, being out there and promoting products and services in your traditional banner ad or other form of medium is becoming less and less relevant. And I think, you know, you asked the question, is how will anyone make money? You know, there's a huge infrastructure of folks on the technology side, folks like Uyala here in the South Bay that have a really deep, deep interactive video player that really can let the user do anything they want. They can stop the video. They can explore what the actual character is wearing, the jacket, the purse, the shoes, and on and on and on. You have, as well, just as deep, you have content developers who are creating some really great stuff, and we'd like to think, you know, we're one of those folks that is a part of that environment. What you don't have, though, is the advertisers who are applying the traditional metrics that I talked about earlier, the impressions, the cost per lead, the cost per click, over an Axe.TV model and seeing that as an investment that makes sense for them right now. And the number one reason for that is the scale that it would require, meaning the number of unique visitors and video views that it requires for a major advertiser to get behind what is not an inexpensive proposition. Even though everyone talks about video for the web being relatively cheap to do, it is. But, you know, having been in it for over 3 years, there's still a cost to it, and traditional advertising models don't cover it. The biggest challenge, and you go to multiple conferences now, and you find the CMOs of major companies talking about they understand the outdated metric of the impression, and the impression's not a relationship. And what you get through the interactive communities like Axe.TV is you get brand building on the one-to-one level. You move beyond kind of traditional broadcast to television or targeted ads online or targeted text messaging, where you're finding the consumer and driving the message to them versus the consumer finding what interests them and choosing to engage. And that's kind of the big to-do right now. There's a lot of brands that we've partnered with and others that have partnered with on a test basis. But until we're able to kind of move over from the impression metric to the attention and relationship metric, going from quantity and what I'm saying to quality, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a challenge for the industry that's supporting the technology and the content side to continue moving forward unless brands start getting more heavily involved. You know what? And I'm sorry to ramble on there. You asked what's going to make a difference in internet TV shows of the future. You asked about how does interactivity help brands, and real simply, I don't think interactivity alone does anything really significant for brands. I think if it did, you would see Facebook as a great interactive platform that brands engage with doing really well, but they're not. I think at the end of the day, it's all about relevancy and what you're offering being a strong resource. You know, what Purple Truck refers itself to when we create properties like Axe.TV, we consider ourselves the gateway to information, the gateway to information and discovery, meaning it's not about just creating entertainment for the sake of entertainment, following the traditional TV model and applying targeted advertising around that, but really integrating the two and creating an entertaining environment that's communal and interactive. And the brands or products or services that are infused into that environment are done in a relevant way an interactive way, in a way that a user can ignore it or they can drill down as deeply as they want to. A great example of this in the very traditional broadcast world is the show Sex and the City, which I'm sure everyone's familiar with. But you get a character like Carrie Bradshaw. It's not about the commercials for Sex and the City that made advertisers so successful. It's about the integration into the show. And Manila Blahnik shoes were a big thing for her, and it was a part of her, what her character had passion for. And so when that advertiser was actually built into the show itself, you would see outside of the TV show, you would see on weekends those shoes selling out across all of New York. So the idea of just infusing, you know, I think going beyond just the interactive environment, but infusing products and services in a relevant way where it's a positive resource, providing information, is kind of what makes the difference.
That was Damon Campbell of Purple Truck Media speaking on interactive internet TV.